When I came back to Nottingham in 1986, it was clear that after we'd improved the image quality, that we now suddenly had a range of applications that we had to go through and get publications to show where Echo Planar could have its biggest clinical impact. Most of that work was so large that we formed a team of people involving Bob Turner, Barry Chapman, Michael Staling, and we really rattled through in a period of a couple of years loads of applications of API, mainly to do with looking at changes to the human body. For example, we did a lot of work in pregnancy because, you know, the baby's moving and API can freeze the motion. We went through the heart and we looked for all the applications where API could freeze the motion and enable us to produce good MR images. So it's an extremely fertile time, but it was really the applications of API rather than actually making it work in the first place. I think with the fetus in utero, we were scanning to look for birth defects prior to birth so that they could have an operating table ready to treat the infant when they were born. And there were several conditions that we diagnosed prior to birth that would have helped them treat the baby. Professor Coupland was probably the first clinical collaborator that Peter had when he'd first developed the sequence. And I think over the years, they had quite a good, very close relationship of working together.